Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
September has arrived already. Makes you wonder where the summer has gone and how the passage of time occurs so quickly. Years seem to veil events of the past, and with that, we forget or don't take time to consider events that have affected us as a nation. One such event on September 11, 2001, the attack on the World Trade Center in New York, where over 3,000 people were killed in this one single event. Hard to believe the 18th anniversary of the event is only 2 days away. That single event resulted in conflicts in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, to mention a few. The strategy was sound: take the conflict to the shores where the attacks originated. In this case, all roads led to Afghanistan as well as the perceived threat from Iraq. The military conflict in these two countries resulted in the deaths of many combatants and citizens from both Afghanistan and Iraq, along with thousands of United States and coalition troops from other nations. In the case of Iraq, the dictator Saddam Hussein was overthrown and a new government was instituted. But conflict still remains even after we suspended combat operations in 2010. Afghanistan is another story, though. Combat operations by U.S. and coalition troops were suspended in 2014, but we still have U.S. and coalition troops being killed in combat operations every year since. Their role has changed to advisor, which means that they go out on combat operations with Afghan troops. This year alone, there have been 15 U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan, which is more than the previous 4 or 5 years. The U.S. and the Taliban are in negotiations attempting to arrange some type of ceasefire. So the stakes are high at this point, and each side is attempting to gain the best advantage. My hope is that we can gain some type of peaceful resolution. Humboldt County has lost a few soldiers to these conflicts over the past 18 years, along with many wounded and many more serving. My son, who is an Army Green Beret, is currently in Afghanistan for the next 5 months. On his last deployment to Afghanistan in 2018, he was wounded, which resulted in his deployment being cut short in order for him to return home to heal properly. The horrors of war are real, and those who continue to serve depend on us to support them upon their return home. Even though we have been involved in these conflicts for going on 18 years, they will end, and the hope is that we can avoid such wars in the future. Reminds me of past conflicts in faraway places like Korea and Vietnam, where many young lives were lost or changed forever. The important thing is not to forget and to learn from our past so the future conflicts can be avoided or at least minimized. So as September 11 rolls around, remember the significance of 9/11 and how our lives were changed on that day, because we need to honor the memories of so many. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.